UNC System schools are growing more diverse, but the system's highest leadership doesn't reflect its student body. The UNC Board of Governors has a new vacancy after one of its few black members resigned. Liz Schlemmer reports some members of the board say diversity should be a higher priority for future appointments.
Pearl Burris Floyd is the only African-American woman serving on the UNC System Board of Governors, which sets policy and financial priorities for the state's public universities.
I have served on this board for a long time, and I've never served with another African-American woman.
She's also served as a North Carolina House representative and had a long career in medical research after graduating from UNC Chapel Hill's medical school.
Being the only woman or the only African-American in certain situations has allowed me to look at diversity issues and why it's so important to have that seat at the table.
Her life experiences and her position as the Equity and Inclusion Officer for Gaston County have given her a unique perspective.
I love my fellow governors, but they know that I also want us to be more diverse. It's not hard to look at a board meeting and see only two African Americans, one Native American, and in that mix, only five women out of 24.
That's a stark comparison to UNC System students. Well over half are women, 20% are black, and about 45% are not white. Burris Floyd believes a more diverse board would help students feel better represented. Lou Bissett is a former Board of Governors chairman and still attends meetings as an emeritus member. He also thinks the board would benefit from more diversity.
And I think you need diversity in gender, race, geography, experience, political ideology, and interest.
Bissett notes few board members come from rural and especially western counties. Since Daryl Allison resigned, there are no longer any board members who have graduated from one of the system's five historically black universities. Bissett says the allegiance board members have to one campus or another could impact how well each university's interests are represented.
I'm not saying this happens, but if you've got, you know, four members who live around one institution, and you've got some other poor institution that way out at the other end of the state who these people know nothing about. Yeah, a lot of times it can make a difference in the funding allocations.
Then there's political representation. That swings with leadership in the General Assembly, which appoints board members when vacancies arise. Currently, every member of the Board of Governors was appointed by Republicans, including Bissett and Burris Floyd. Many are political donors. But the board was once dominated by Democrats, just like the state house, until Republicans took over 10 years ago, giving Bissett a chance to be on the board.
For the first 2 years, we had a board really that had half Democrats and half Republicans. And I thought it worked really well.
Bissett says a board that represents a variety of experiences, geographic loyalties, and ways of thinking would serve the UNC system well. But the General Assembly is in charge. Republican Representative John Fraley has helped recruit candidates to the board appointed by the North Carolina House.
From a House standpoint, when we've sat down and looked at people, we've taken a very close look at race, gender, geography, experience, and that type of thing.
He says that commitment shows. Several of the women and minority members of the board were appointed by the House.
It's an important discussion to have, and I think something that people are a lot more attuned to in the legislature than maybe they're given credit for.
That will be put to the test when the North Carolina Senate appoints a new member to the open seat on the Board of Governors. Pearl Burris Floyd says she respects that the decision is in the hands of the General Assembly, but she'll keep speaking up.
Anytime you start talking about equity and inclusion, people assume that nothing is going to be done. But we can do better. We can do more.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.